Here I am in San Francisco. I made it. So I got my visa in December, got my tickets. I flew to San Francisco in January 2003. So yeah, it's a big life lesson for me. And if I can inspire anyone, I mean, sometimes you get hurt. You live very hard things, but these things happen for a reason. I mean, if I didn't leave that, if I didn't have this nasty lady doing what she did to me, maybe I will keep trying. I would have kept trying to work in this industry. Maybe I would have found a job. Maybe I wouldn't be happy to work in this industry. So I'm glad she did. It was painful. But yeah, these things happen for a reason. But I would not thank her, of course, because that was not the best way to learn things. But of course, I've learned my lesson. And after a few months of, thinking and overthinking, things happened for a reason. And I didn't realize it immediately, but when I was in San Francisco, and I didn't realize when I arrived there, I didn't realize that this experience will be an eye-opener. It will be the first experience with the animation industry. And I didn't know that I was going to fall in love with this industry that I never left. And so I arrived there, and I was really, I know that I'm pretty blessed and lucky that I had my sister living there. So I was staying with her the first month with my niece and my brother-in-law. And so we were living in a suburb of San Francisco, but not the working class suburb that you were living in France. It was a very chic suburb. If you know the Bay Area, she was living in Marin County in a beautiful city called San Anselmo. So I was looking for a change of scenario, and it was a good one. So I was living with her in her house. She had a big house. I was staying at the guest room. That was my room at this time, with an access to the deck, with an amazing view of the hills and private access to the jacuzzi. So I was pretty spoiled. But that was not the purpose of my trip to San Francisco. So the purpose was to change air and to rebuild myself, and also to try a new experience. And for the internship, I was pretty nervous, of course. I was scared. I was like, okay, I said I want to improve my English, but my English was like, I stopped it at high school. So that's the level that I had. So I was not very confident. So I felt like maybe I had this very strong imposter syndrome. I was like, oh my God, they will know, they will realize that I'm not good. But actually, I would like to call this episode Eat, Learn, Love, you know, like a reference to the book Eat, Pray, Love, because my experiences in San Francisco was all about that, eating, because, you know, I lost so much weight because of this nasty woman, and I couldn't eat, I couldn't feed myself. So when I arrived in San Francisco after a few days, I started to love the smell of the food, and my sister was cooking, and I learned some cooking things with her. And I loved eating when I was there, and learning about myself, about who I am. I realized things about myself that I didn't know before, because I was not confident and my self-esteem was below 10. So when I was there, and because of the experience that I had with my colleagues, with my roommates, with the people that I've met, I realized that I've learned so many things about myself, very positive things. And love, it's not about falling in love with someone. At some point, I had a crush. But it didn't last. But anyways, it was not about this kind of love. It's about loving myself and loving an industry that I never left. And so the experience started in San Anselmo with my sister, my niece, my brother-in-law. It was very comfortable, not only because it was a very chic and very nice place, but it was also comfortable for me when I first arrived, because we were all speaking French. So lazy me, I was speaking French with my niece, my sister, and my brother-in-law. But then had to go to the office. Wow, I was so nervous. Yeah, no surprise. But yeah, but the commute was amazing. Yeah, so we had to drive all the way from San Anselmo to San Francisco every day. And first we were dropping my niece to the daycare. And I still remember that on the way to the daycare, she was handling the playlist in the car. And we were listening to Sugar Ray, John Mayer, Maroon 5, and that she was singing loud and she knew the lyrics by heart. And I was so impressed and I loved her and I still love her. And I loved that we were singing that in the car. And then we had to drop her at the daycare and she was so upset that I was living with her daddy. She didn't understand that we had to work together. You know, she was upset in the first days. But then, I mean, we drop her, we go through San Rafael, Corte Madera, Mill Valley, South Salido. Beautiful Marin County, very sunny, very warm. The landscape was breathtaking. I was so impressed. And I loved it every day that we were driving all the way to the office. I loved it. And I was listening to these songs and remember, we were not talking much, but I was dreaming as I love to do. And then when we were approaching the Golden Gate, then I realized we were approaching San Francisco because then it was cloudy and cold. But I was prepared and I didn't care, really. I didn't care because I loved San Francisco, even with the clouds, even with the cold. I had my jacket with me. And so we crossed the Golden Gate, then going through Japantown, Mission District, and then we arrived in Bryant Street. Bryant Street was not the safest neighborhood. Actually, the office was in an old warehouse with brick walls, and we were close to a shelter with homeless. During the time, it was fine, but during the evening, there were some fights, and so it was not very safe. But I was an intern, so I had to leave every day at 6 o'clock, so it was okay. But back to the office, when we opened the door to this beautiful warehouse, it's like in the movies, like the series, you know, big brick walls, big open spaces in two floors, and people in their desk or people walking around from a desk to another, meeting room full of people speaking English, Japanese. And what struck me is that it was like a playground, not because of the people, of course, but because of the toys, the mangas, and we had these mangas from the IPs that we were representing. We had the merchandising, we had plushies from Hamtaro, Mir Modi Bank, we had Inuyasha shirts, we had shoes, we had toys. It was all over the office, so it was amazing. I loved it, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to work there. And people were so warm and welcoming. And what I loved about this experience, and I was really, again, super lucky that I had this first experience in animation in the U.S., in this company, because they didn't pay attention to my resume. They didn't ask. And they pay attention to my personality. And this is why I said I discovered myself, I learned about myself, because I could be myself when I was there. So I discovered that my English was not bad. I discovered that I was good in being organized, that I could pitch a content, that I have a strong networking skills, because they allowed me to do that. So there were no judgments, no pressure, they make you try things and they make you ask questions. One example is one of the bosses, he came to me once and he gave me a deal memo. So first, in the beginning, I didn't know what was a deal memo. And then he gave it to me and he said, okay, read that. And whenever you have a question, if you have a word or a sentence that you don't understand, write it down. Ask your question and write down this word I don't understand. And then you come back to me. You come to my office. And it was 4 pages. I read. I had questions in each sentence, of course. And then I came to him and he took the time. He took hours to explain me. And then I felt like I understood, and I told him, I've been honest with him. I was like, I think I understand, but I'm not sure. So maybe I understand it now, but maybe tomorrow I will have more questions. And he said, that's fine. If you have more questions, you come back tomorrow. I say, okay, cool. And when you have this person with this level of responsibilities telling you that's fine, you can come back tomorrow, even if you think you understand, but tomorrow you don't, you realize you didn't understand, that's fine. So, and this was really reassuring for me. And I felt I can do things. I can do things and I can have a career in this industry because of these people who were nice to me. I had one lady who was one of my boss. She was one of the head of merchandising sales. She was really impressive. I loved her and she was my mentor by this time. And she wanted to take Japanese class and she said, oh, I want to learn Japanese. And I said, me too, because we were tired of starting the meetings in Japanese and then translating it in English. And in the first 10 minutes of Japanese speaking, we were lost. We were totally lost. And sometimes it was exhausting, but we understood that we had to do that, especially when people were coming from Japan. But we wanted to understand. And so she was looking for Japanese classes, and I told her, yeah, let me know. I want to do that. And she found Japanese classes every Tuesday night, in Japantown, of course, and we were taking this class, but after a few months, I was so exhausted because, you know, spending the day working in English when you speak French, and then you go to a Japanese class that is taught in English, I had terrible headaches every Tuesday night, to be honest with you. But at least I learned one alphabet. I have learned a few words. I knew how to introduce myself. And now, still now, I can understand a few, the atmosphere of the conversation, but I cannot speak fluently in Japanese. That will be a lie. But I loved it. I love learning languages. I speak French, English, Moroccan, and I can speak Spanish and Italian as well, but every time I'm eager to learn all the time, and I'm not afraid to learn even now. And I feel that life is a learning process, and I love this experience in San Francisco. So, and then after a few months living with my sister, I moved to San Francisco, to the city. I found an apartment with roommates, and it was a great experience. It was like the series, you know. My roommates were not from the animation industry. They were for different kind of industries. So we were living together. We were working. And then during the evening, we had drinks together. We were hanging out. I was discovering the town. We even traveled together to LA. We went to Miami. We went to Las Vegas. And it was such a great experience for me to get back on my feet, to be confident. And yeah. It's one lifetime experience, but also, as I said again, it's an eye-opener. And I never left this industry because I felt that I can do things. And I realized the power of animation when I was there. Not only the power of the money that you can make in this industry, but the power of the messages that you can spread through animation. Because we should remember that we are talking to the kids. And we have our responsibilities as a producers, distributors. Yeah, whichever content we show to the kids, it has an impact. And this is why, I mean, in the beginning, I took the time to learn the process, the businesses, and build my network because I knew it was important for me and it will be important in my working experience to have a strong network and to understand better how the business work. Then I can focus on the production and how to produce your content. And of course, I didn't do the classical, I should say, way to do things. I mean, I didn't go to a business school. I didn't go to an animation school, but I learned through my experiences. But to be honest, when I came back to Paris, because I had to come back, unfortunately, my visa was until, I mean, it was for 6 months in the beginning, but they extended it. I mean, the company loved me so much. So I stayed longer, almost a year, but then I had to come back to France. And I thought it was going to be easy in France. But that was not the case. But this is another story.